Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so Miley Cyrus was on Kimmel and revealed her very unusual fear of paper and the fact that she's known for being a Grinch at Christmas because of her issue with wrapping paper.
I hate paper. Like, looking at that makes me want to vomit. This? Don't even do it.
Should I move it away?
That's worse.
Moving it is
okay,
worse?
And then the real problem for me with paper is when people have dry hands and they touch paper and then it's Christmas and it's cold and everyone's hands are dry and they're all touching paper.
I love Miley Cyrus so much. She cracks me up. Listen, I have a thing with sounds. We'll get to that in the Dirt Alert because it's not just me. Taylor Swift was at Arrowhead as Travis Kelce and the Chiefs took on the Texans. She was joined by longtime friend Selena Gomez, making their first joint attendance at a Chiefs game. Taylor and Selena's support did not help. And she probably took Selena because Selena is from Texas. Anyway, the Chiefs lost and are now in danger of not making the playoffs. Somebody get me a tissue. Martha Stewart plans an eco-friendly burial, opting to be composted.
I'm going to be composted. When one of my horses dies, we dig a giant hole really deep in one of my fields. We have a pet cemetery. And the horse is wrapped in a clean white linen sheet and very carefully dropped down into this giant, lovely grave. I want to go there.
She wants to go there. Okay. Just don't bring back the, you know, Stephen King thing, because we don't need a zombie Martha Stewart. Melissa McCarthy ignited social media buzz as she hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend, debuting a noticeably slimmer figure. And tonight's show co-host last night was Millie Bobby Brown.
Right now, we're on after tonight's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Do you like football?
Yeah, I love Taylor Swift.
And Golden Globe nominations are out this morning sometime. I haven't gotten a notification of who has been chosen, but Hollywood's getting up way earlier than normal. They'll announce the nominees. They were supposed to be on CBS Morning, so we'll see if we get a notification from them. Anyway, the Golden Globes will be handed out January 11th on CBS. And Weird Al Yankovic. Yankovic? No. I said it wrong, didn't I?
Hi, everyone. Weird Al here. I just wanted to take a moment and remind you all that this holiday season is the perfect time to gather together with your loved ones and remember the most important thing of all. My last name is pronounced Yankovic, not Yankovic. For too long, people have been messing it up, calling me Weird Al Yankovic. That stops now.
Okay. Dick Van Dyke credits cutting out alcohol and cigarettes for why he's still alive. He turns 100 on Saturday. And a dart alert. Okay, y'all. I have this problem. Actress January Jones shared on Instagram that she has misophonia. And it makes chewing and tapping sounds unbearable. And her brother-in-law is apparently rude about it.
He seems to think it's funny to eat chips around me now, because it's like a ongoing joke to see what happens, see what I do.
Yeah. And she says, it's really mean, unkind of him to do this to her. And also, it's dangerous for him. I totally agree. Do not eat chips around me, and don't eat them with your mouth open, because I can't promise you what'll happen. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except...
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah, that.